Thank you and good morning. A flood warning remains in effect through this morning, but the National Weather Service does not expect local rivers to reach flood stage after heavy rains in the past week. The Ill River at Fernbridge is expected to reach monitor level at 14.5 feet today, and that will mean the flooding of roadways and low-lying areas adjacent to the river at Fernbridge. High tides this morning will also affect flooding in the area as well. The Mad River near Arcata was at just over 15 feet at 2 a.m. this morning and has reached monitor stage, but the river has begun to recede and will not reach flood stage at 22 feet. The County Department of Emergency Services has issued a storm advisory for residents, warning that buildings, roads, and properties in low-lying areas could end up underwater. Residents are encouraged to make preparations. The Coast Guard will hold a memorial service today to honor the three helicopter crewmen who lost their lives 51 years ago as floodwaters swept through Humboldt County. Pilot and Lieutenant Commander Donald Prince, Royal Canadian co-pilot Navy Sub-Lieutenant Alan Leonard, and Air Crewman Second Class James Nininger all lost their lives that December 22nd. The air crew had come up from San Francisco to assist in local rescue efforts and had picked up and rescued 10 people before they crashed while headed back to land at the airport. It took 3 days for search crews to locate the wreckage and recover the bodies. A memorial was erected at Sector Humboldt Bay in 1998 to honor the three men. Fortuna police recovered a stolen firearm and arrested a Fortuna man after responding to a report of a disturbance at a downtown bar last week. Fortuna officers responded to a report that a man had brandished a firearm at a bar on Main Street. When officers reached the scene, they contacted an uncooperative 21-year-old Zach Haggard. A search of Haggard turned up a .38-caliber handgun that had been reported stolen in Jacksonville, Florida in 1994. Haggard was arrested and booked into county jail for possession of stolen property, exhibiting a firearm, and possession of a concealed firearm. Fortuna police arrested 55-year-old Therese Smith in the early morning hours yesterday after responding to a report of a burglary at a salon in the 400 block of North Fortuna Boulevard on Sunday night. When officers reached the salon, they found that the suspect had fled out the rear entrance and that a shoe had been left behind. A search of the area brought officers into contact with Smith at about 4 o'clock Monday morning. They noticed she was wearing mismatched shoes and that one of her shoes matched the shoe found at the burglarized salon. Smith was also wearing items that had been taken from the business. She was arrested and booked for burglary in a probation violation. And the Fortuna Police Department is the coordinating agency for the county DUI task force, and the holiday enforcement period began over the weekend. Police officers across the county arrested 6 drivers on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. The focus on impaired drivers will continue through the new year. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The winter rain has returned to the North Coast, and it's made its presence known by raining nearly every day so far in the month of December. Last Friday, the city of Eureka set a daily rainfall record of 1.97 inches, and more rain is forecasted through the end of the week. The rain has flooded low-lying areas and roadways, and it's also flooded city streets as stormwater systems struggle to keep up. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer said her city's sewer system is up to the task.
They're designed to handle large flows. Typical through the city's, say, our wastewater treatment system, it's about 1.5 million gallons a day. And this last saw about 6.5 million gallons come through. So it can be a significant increase. We've seen as high as 10 million gallons come through in the past. So if you start stacking up storms and you already have a lot of water in the system, it's harder to get that to move out if you've got to continue with 6 or 7 million gallons a day coming in.
To the north in the McKinleyville Services District, General Manager Greg Orsini said that the rainwater just doesn't wash out to sea.
And another thing, that the fact that we both have natural systems and a lot of surface area. So for McKinleyville, when it rains an inch, that's an extra 1 million gallons of water that we have to treat as if it's sewer water. And it has to be pumped, treated, and then disposed of.
The rainy weather is expected to last through Thursday night, with a good chance of some sunshine on Christmas Day, followed by more rain at the beginning of next week. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.